Welcome to the 8th Science of Wholeness podcast, titled The Science of Sexual Wholeness, which aired Sunday, February 25th, 2024. Esteemed listeners and fellow seekers of wholeness, previously we covered the remarkable tapestry of health and longevity benefits that daily intermittent electrolyte water fasting can bestow upon us. Before that, we discussed how vital it is to stay firmly on the ketogenic, paleolithic, or Mediterranean diet, and how your dental health and emotional health can be immensely helped with various supplements and superfoods while strictly avoiding all processed carbs, junk food, smoking, alcohol, recreational drugs, chemicals, and sugars. The diet, along with the daily electrolyte water fasting, is the most essential part of the wholeness lifestyle, which also includes light daily exercise, meditation, and plenty of sleep. Don't skip over any of the above, even for a day, otherwise it would be pointless to expect any improvement in your sex life, let alone the major step beyond sex, which I will be trying to convey to you in this podcast. I will try to delve into as much information on the amazing powers of sexual energy as I can comfortably provide here. Everything must work together, and then some, for real sexual wholeness to be found. All the above ideal conditions, as described in the wholeness lifestyle, need to be in alignment. For more comprehensive information about these conditions, please, by all means, purchase my ebooks, Celibacy and Transmutation of Sexual Energy, and my other ebook, 7 Steps to Wholeness, with celibacy being one of the main steps in the overall context of achieving physical, mental, and spiritual wholeness. As a personal subject not easy to talk about, we will now embark into a realm where few may dare to tread, into the privacy of one's sensual desires, behind closed doors where most of the time none are allowed to go. Those serious about finding wholeness cannot ignore the overwhelming reality of sex and sexual desires. Sexual desires create a huge imbalance in one's psyche, and that needs to be either released or fully transmuted into bliss. Unless a couple is trying to create a child, the precious sexual fluid is simply lost and therefore wasted. Yes, I indeed mean precious, because every ounce of it is indispensable for keeping the mind, body, and spirit young, vibrant, beautiful, and inspired, and enlightened. Retained sexual fluid is extremely valuable, beneficial in every way, and can be used to rejuvenate the cells and revitalize one's mind, spirit, and body. Everyone would want to retain sexual fluid if they only knew all the immense benefits it brings to the life force of all one's subtle energy bodies, allowing meditation and one's spiritual essence to blossom. Unfortunately, even after only a few days of trying to retain these vital fluids, nature has planted an inherently strong force within us to feel an overwhelming need to release it. The human species must perpetuate itself, hence such strong urges. However, over time, and especially under the ideal conditions met by the wholeness lifestyle, these forces can be mastered and redirected into something quite marvelous, yet hard to describe if one has not experienced such pleasant effects before. One of them, a feeling of great well-being, greater excitement, and some of the most amazing feelings of hormonal stimulation one can ever imagine. But none of these wondrous effects can be consistently enjoyed if the body is in poor health, out of shape, and out of balance in any way, because to find it easy and pleasurable to retain sexual fluid, to transmute it properly, there needs to be present within the body much vital life force energy. And for the body to attract and hold this energy, it must be in a very pure state. The cells need to be free and clear of all metabolic toxins. That is why regular water fasting is so vitally important. Furthermore, I learned fairly early in life that many of the herbs often used by people to increase their sexual desire, such as aphrodisiacs, for example, can also expand sexual energy and even make it much easier to control and maintain the process or ability to retain sexual fluid even during intercourse. Let us give deep praise to the adaptogens, the herbs that bring life to the body, nourish the nerves, and keep the prostate in a healthy, fully functional condition throughout one's lifetime. And also, we will cover here many other useful supplements, antioxidants, and other substances known to enhance and preserve sexual health and general well-being. Adaptogenic herbs. Ashwagandha supports overall vitality and may help improve sexual function by reducing stress and promoting relaxation. Rhodiola rosa increases energy levels, reduces fatigue, and enhances mood, potentially improving sexual stamina and performance. Panax ginseng improves physical endurance, reduces stress, and may enhance libido and sexual function. Maca, known for its libido-boosting properties and ability to support hormonal balance, energy, and endurance. Pygium contains chemicals that help shrink the prostate in males with enlarged prostates. Nettle. Stinging nettle has been used for hundreds of years to treat painful muscles and joints, eczema, arthritis, gout, and anemia, but has also been used to shrink prostate in males with enlarged prostates. Supplements. L-arginine, an amino acid that helps increase blood flow to the genital area, potentially improving erectile function and sexual performance. L-citrulline, another amino acid that boosts nitric oxide production, supporting blood vessel dilation and enhancing circulation, which may improve sexual function. Tribulus terrestris, often used to enhance libido and improve erectile function by increasing testosterone levels. Fenugreek supports healthy testosterone levels and may enhance libido and sexual performance. Zinc, essential for testosterone production and reproductive health. Zinc supplementation may support libido and fertility. Antioxidants. Vitamin C protects against oxidative stress and supports overall immune function, potentially benefiting sexual health. Tocotrienols are a group of antioxidants that are part of the vitamin E family. Tocotrienols benefits include supporting cardiovascular health, preventing osteoporosis and blood flow, benefiting sexual function. Selenium supports sperm production and motility, contributing to male fertility. Coenzyme Q10 enhances cellular energy production and may support overall vitality and sexual health. Other substances. Omega-3 fatty acids, found in fish oil and flaxseed oil, omega-3s support cardiovascular health, reduce inflammation, and may enhance sexual function. DHEA, a hormone precursor that declines with age. DHEA supplementation may improve libido and sexual function in some individuals. Ginkgo biloba improves blood flow to the genitals and may enhance sexual function, particularly in individuals experiencing sexual dysfunction due to antidepressant use. Mucuna purines contains levodopa, a precursor to dopamine, which may support mood, libido, and sexual function. Black maca, a variation of maca known for its potential aphrodisiac effects and libido-enhancing properties. Please consider this important note. Before incorporating any new herbs, supplements, or antioxidants into your routine, it's essential to consult with a healthcare professional, particularly if you have underlying health conditions or are taking medications. Additionally, Individual responses to these substances may vary, so it's crucial to approach their use with caution and moderation. Now enter one of the most essential practices of all, known as the Taoist deer exercise, also known as deer antler exercise or deer frolics, which is a Qigong practice originating from ancient Chinese Taoist traditions. This exercise is named after the graceful movements of a deer, emulating the gentle yet powerful energy of this majestic animal. The deer exercise involves a series of slow, flowing movements designed to promote relaxation, flexibility, and vitality. Practitioners mimic the movements of a deer, incorporating gentle stretches, twists, and rotations to stimulate the flow of qi, life force energy, throughout the body. One of the key components of the deer exercise is the cultivation of what Taoists refer to as jing, or essence. Jing is considered the most dense and vital form of energy in the body, associated with physical health, longevity, and vitality. By practicing the deer exercise, practitioners aim to preserve and enhance their jing, promoting overall health and well-being. I use part of the deer exercise that involves the contraction of the floor muscles, or the Kegel exercise. In my free online ebook, The Science of Wholeness Part 2, Lesson 6, Sex and Spirituality, Self-Control Sex, first written in 1994, I clearly state the following. It is vital to first fully master and understand how prana flows through the body's energy centers through deep concentration, meditation, regular use of adaptogenic herbs, correct eating, and water fasting. Then, if we put aside our sexual preconceptions and indulge regularly in the enjoyment of the following techniques, the potential pleasures partaken of can be huge, at the very least, psychologically healing and drastically alter one's attitude about life. By practicing control of the same muscles that can stop the flow of urine in the midstream, one can learn to stop nocturnal emissions, wet dreams, and loss of vital fluids during an intimate encounter with the opposite sex. Naturally, a strong buildup of sexual pressure would result unless we redirected, rechanneled, and expanded into bliss, vitality, love, and devotion for God and to God and one's partner, using the vital information given in the preceding and following lessons. With regular practice of successful transmutation, most of the sexual cravings and desires disappear more and more and are replaced by an ever-increasing and ever-expanding sense of satisfying, blissful, and emotional fulfillment. This great truth is one of the most significant and liberating truths I ever discovered, and I am forever grateful for it. It has dramatically changed my entire outlook on life ever since I first fully mastered this most magical and essential method of being able to retain precious vital sexual fluid even while sleeping with my girlfriend back in 1987. I found new sexual wholeness and freedom, leading to lifelong bliss in a way I could never have imagined. Once one learns how to fully retain sexual fluid even while experiencing intercourse, celibacy becomes vastly easier, simpler, and far more beneficial and enjoyable in every way. The pleasures of being able to withhold sexual fluid during sex become excitingly endless and quite fantastic. One feels forever refreshed, rejuvenated, and alive in every way and at any age thereafter. One seems to never feel like one is growing older either, but younger instead of regardless of what age one might happen to be. In conclusion, we have embarked on a unique journey into realms of personal knowledge, sexual freedom, and wholeness. Even though hard to talk about and difficult to reveal, it is nevertheless of utmost importance to the individual who is serious about finding wholeness and spiritual enlightenment. Thank you, my friends, for joining me on this enlightening odyssey. Until we meet again, may you fare well, fast well, and live well. May you thrive in body, mind, and spirit. I invite you to be part of this mission in supporting the ongoing operations of my website. Your contribution, no matter how small, plays a crucial role in sustaining this platform. Additionally, you can further assist by exploring the enriching array of 21 ebooks authored by me, meticulously written to empower and address the profound challenges you may encounter in your journey. Furthermore, your patronage of Cargold Jewelry not only enhances your style, but also contributes to the cause, as I would receive a modest commission for each purchase made through our affiliated websites, Science of Wholeness and WholeJoy.com. Together, let us embark on a transformative journey towards a harmonious world, driven by elevated consciousness rather than succumbing to the limitations of a fragmented paradigm. Your support is not just an investment in my research for the greater good of all. It is a catalyst for positive change in our collective existence. And this is the end of my podcast for now. Everyone, please take care. Thank you for tuning in. And until next time, stay vibrant, stay empowered, and stay well.